When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Ain't nowhere to run to. Ain't nothing here for free.
Strong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A huge day in great sports talk. Lincoln Riley introduced as the new head coach at USC. Mike Bone, Carol Folt, future Mayor Caruso, all part of
Sanchez
that presentation.
Sanchez talk. They got the Fox, got all their talent out there. Matt Leinart.
Mark Sanchez.
Oh, what a fest.
We carried it live, and I believe the Textoso put it best. Our commentary surrounding the comments of Carol Folt, Mike Bone, and Rick Caruso were described as?
Mystery Science Theater press conference.
Was it come for the sarcasm, stay for the condescension?
Yes. Well, that could be the whole show. I mean, that could be the new best case scenario, worst case scenario. Either way, we're happy to be with you on AM 570 LA Sports. It's a Modelo Michelada Monday. We love Modelo. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly. I think those people in the background of the press conference that were picking up beer cans at the Coliseum from the sparse crowd against BYU probably picked up a few Modelo cans. So hashtag Modelo USA. A lot of baseball news. We have to talk to Vasse. It's sad. Scherzer's gone. Seager, gone.
Gone.
The future, uncertain.
Gone. Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. The future hangs over our heads, Matt, and it moves with each current event. And we will talk NFL. Brandon Staley's going to join us, and we'll talk some foosball with the top story of the day, and we'll talk about
foosball,
the Lincoln Riley thing. And
we have breaking news real quick, P. The Dodgers have signed Daniel Hudson, right-handed reliever Daniel Hudson, one-year deal, $7 million. So whatever with your Corey Seager's gone, whatever with your Max Scherzer's gone, Daniel Hudson.
Wow
is right.
Tell you what I feel like.
Dumbass!
He's right when I'm saying these guys are gone. Wow.
Right?
All right, Matt, I'll do this real fast.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is Vin. We love Vin Scully. We don't need to sit here and wash him up because we've washed him up for years. Vin Scully is the best of the best. He celebrates his 94th birthday today, on a day where all these Dodgers are rolling out, at least we still have one that's the most important in the world. Vin Scully, the greatest Dodger of them all. Here he is calling Hideo Nomo's no-hitter in 1996.
Got it! Hideo Nomo has done what they said could not be done. Not in the Mile High City, not at Coors Field in Denver. He has not only shut out the Rockies, he has pitched a no-hitter, and thank goodness they saw it in Japan. Oh, by the way, the Dodgers are a game and a half in front of San Diego. Against a team with 212 home runs that had scored over 900 runs, a team that joins only seven other teams in National League history to score over 900 runs, and he shuts them down.
Vasse sent me that one. You know, we could always play awesome. Kirk Gibson, but that's always fun to listen to some other ones. Thank goodness they saw it in Japan. The great Vin Scully, happy birthday. Here we go with the...
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is a billion, as in dollars. Maybe it's just me and my miserly ways, but with it having been Black Friday and today being Cyber Monday, Am I the only one that is not quite recognizing what inflation is doing and what all of those container ships out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean are doing to our holiday shopping? Like, the values that were being presented to me in my email, it's like, hey, spend $1,700 and we'll give you a $100 gift card. You know, if you spend over $299, we'll include this free T-shirt. There's nothing for like $40 or $60.
BS.
It is incredibly expensive to save money on all these freaking cyber money. Oh, if you spend $1,000 on airlines, we'll give you a $100 credit. $1,000?
You emailed
me? The hell?
You texted my phone for that?
Right.
Black Friday deal. Like, okay, you stopped me in my tracks. What do you got? I got to spend $4,000 to get $4 off?
It's insane. Apple sent me one that says, if you buy an Apple Watch, we'll give you a $50 credit card. I'm like, you know what? The wife kind of wants an Apple Watch. She likes mine. I'll clear $700 for a watch, and I get a $50 gift card for that? Are you? You can't buy this one that's $300. You won't get a gift card for that. You've got to spend $700 to get a $50 gift card. My God. The price of things this holiday season.
It's a lot like Barrington Levy said, but the vibes they're showing me, that's not right in my book.
No, it's not. You're not getting my money. I'm going to the Goodwill this year.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
King of a One Horse Town is today's song of the day from Dan Auerbach. Because today, the Petros and Money Show is the king of the One Horse Town. Broadcasting live on your AM radio on an Ama Horse Modelo Michelada Monday, carving out a path through the lands of great sports talk and into Clippers basketball, where the New Orleans Pelicans come swooping into Staples Center tonight with a 7:30 tip-off. And our friend Adam Oslin will be here to set the scene with your Clippers countdown show coming up at 7. 6:30, actually.
6:30?
Yeah. Not 7, 6:30. Sorry, Adam.
Thank you, Ronnie. A little bit of NFL housekeeping to get through. We got David Vassay on Scherzer going to the Mets, Seager going to the Rangers, and what moves the Dodgers might be able to make to bolster their roster. We got Brandon Staley on the Chargers loss. We've got Lincoln Riley reaction.
Future
He's
Cowboys
still
got to
weigh
coach.
In on the hire.
Future Dallas Cowboys head coach Lincoln Riley. Oh, come on, man. I'm just kidding, man.
No, you're not. Let us have our day, okay? Caruso looks so good. So good up there in that suit.
Yeah,
I'm going to move back to L.A. just so I can vote for him for mayor.
You know, Matt, I don't think you need an ID. Just roll up.
Oh.
What?
My man, you can't do that.
What? Don't.
Matt took you to the line and you jumped over it, you idiot.
I think you can just roll up. I'm pretty sure. Like, that's what they say. You just go to your old place in Woodland Hills.
Right?
Here's my vax card. Oh, we don't need any of that.
I won't have it.
What?
I won't have it. You can take that to 640.
Hey, no one's right? No one's going to card Lincoln Riley in Manhattan
Seven
Beach.
Clicks to the left, all right?
No
it's
one,
different.
No one's going to card Lincoln Riley in Manhattan Beach, right? Not at the Shark Bar, Shark's Cold.
Hey, I got six words for you. Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Don't worry, I know people here in Manhattan Beach. You know, they might have to go to Montana now. The street.
Right, not Wilshire.
He'd be the first USC coach to go to Santa Monica. You know, Palos Verdes, Manhattan Beach, but Santa Monica.
Carol, you looking for a new next-door neighbor? Because that speech you gave at our presser... It moved me.
We're going to put Derek Carr and John Gruden to shame.
Oh, yeah.
With our neighborliness. We'll be back with more.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Say
This is Petros and Money.
AM 570.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
It's an I'm a Horse Monday on the Petros and Money Show. It's also a Michelada Monday on PMS while we're at home relaxing after a long day of work. Crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit and pour some out for Corey Seager.
He gone!
And pour some out for old Body Fatigue Scherzer.
He gone!
Modelo Especial is crisp and clean and refreshing, and the ground will taste it, and so will you. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Or hey, raise your Modelo for a guy that's here. Mule Shoe, Texas' own Lincoln Riley, USC head coach. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Thank you. Giving Tuesday is tomorrow.
Hey, fight on, fight on, fight on.
Fight on for our community, Matt. Any donation will be made. Well, we're going to match it. Any donation you make tomorrow. Any donation you make tomorrow on Giving Tuesday will be matched for a double donation to raise money for our veterans and families in L.A., with our season of giving, we were able to serve 7,500 Thanksgiving meals. Way to go. Fight on. And now we have a goal of 20,000 holiday ham meals and delivering. That's a lot of pig meat.
That's a lot of ham.
And 100
that's a lot of ham.
Pig meat heartbeat and 100 Christmas trees. Yes, thank you. That's so nice for the people. Go to dreamcenter.org/donate. Now, I don't want your ham, your charity ham, if you're going to play that. It is time for the top story of the day.
Warriors big.
What? Are we doing basketball?
Top story of the day.
Well, we depart briefly, P, from the amateur ranks to those that are making money. Just like Nick Saban said, perhaps in a bit of foreshadowing, recognizing the Iron Bowl was going to be an incredible challenge. All right, now these kids are not professionals, okay? So I'm sorry you people got your sorry-ass lives, and what they do on Saturdays is so damn important to you. We are going to talk about those that make money and those that get paid, and they can take the incoming from great sports talk based on their performance. So let me set this up, because I do think there is a little bit of the amateur ranks that we can quickly insert into our NFL Week 12 conversation. And something that you have repeatedly said that I have always found interesting, and that is, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, and I don't know if you've ever been able to figure it out, but the idea that the NFL will not take things from college football, even if it is a dramatic improvement over the game operation that they currently deploy, is maddening.
It's a slow process, because NFL likes to be different from college football, and in some ways college football likes to be different from the NFL. I mean, they both thrive with their differences.
Certainly.
But
there's no lack of success.
They don't want to be told, hey, the overtime here is better, or hey, this is a better way. This is a better way to do replay. You know, different things like that over the years.
Exactly. They didn't even want to put the eye in the sky.
They're slow going.
So let me preface.
I mean, they also have a guy that goes around and looks at everybody's socks and finds people for that. I mean, that's just the nature of the league. That's something that college ought to adopt.
That is something college ought to adopt. This is a two-way street, college.
Sock fight?
Okay? You can do taunting, and you can do sock fight as well. All right? Don't feel like that's NFL only. Let me preface this by saying I believe the Raiders' victory on Thanksgiving was season-saving. I think a loss, their fourth in a row, especially if the offense sputtered for the fourth consecutive contest, if Derek Carr committed a bunch of turnovers that led to the offense sputtering, I think the wheels very well could have come off. And with an interim coach, with all the stuff that has happened to this team off the field.
But I thought he was the greatest leader of men that ever walked the earth.
He was a leader on the football field with his performance on Thanksgiving Day and his 373 yards passing.
I was talking about Baggett Satchhead, the interim. Remember?
He's supposed to be the greatest leader of men.
Inspirational leader of men. Like, he's going to keep the Raiders together. They're going to be fine.
Rich Bisaccia, I like to rock a goatee in 2021. Big win.
So does Fred.
For the Raiders. They tried to give it away, and it was an ugly, ugly game, despite it going to overtime and there being a combined 69 points. And there's a reason why it was an ugly game, and that was the amount of penalties that just destroyed this contest. The Raiders, 14, and it went both ways, 14 penalties for 110 yards. The Cowboys, 14 penalties for 166 yards. You had one player, Anthony Brown, one player who was flagged four times for 91 yards. One guy, four flags, 91 yards. And I recognize, and there are many people that are trying to break this down and describe it in different ways. Well, you got to talk to the officials about being judicious or maybe a little bit more lenient with these calls. They are subjective. It's up to them whether or not to throw. Well, no, because the rule that it absolutely has to be adjusted. And I credit Derek Carr for taking advantage of the rule and continuing to push the ball downfield against Brown, who could not make the adjustment. He would underthrow on deep routes. His receiver would slow down. Brown had absolutely zero idea of when to get his head around and track that football, and would run right into the ass of the receiver, and the flag would come out to the tune of four times for 91 yards. And the spot foul in the NFL has got to come to an end. It's just to have Derek Carr on a third and 18 when it's advantage defense and they've sacked the quarterback and they've put the offense off schedule, and it is now an opportunity for them to get after it, just to have him haul his ass back there and uncork one downfield so his receiver can put on the brakes and have this dude run into his back, and it ends up being a 50-something yard
play. Oh, you
don't
like that, Matt? You don't like that kind of foosball?
And again, it worked on both sides. There were penalties against the Raiders that were the exact same thing. And it is Aaron Rodgers. I blame old. Check out my toe. It's fractured. It's not purple. It's not COVID toe. It's fractured toe. I blame him.
I didn't know that was
the
one
that really made this a big play in the NFL. He has done it before the half. He would do it all the time and get these flags all the time. And now it has proliferated the league to the point where they are going to have this conversation in the competition committee. I don't necessarily know what the exact answer is. If it's just a 15-yard, like it is in college, it's a 15-yard penalty and a first down, or it's a 5-yard penalty and a first down, unless it's in the final 2 minutes and it's subjective, and you can call, you know, you could call it to the effect of like an unsportsmanlike conduct pass interference because he tackles the guy when he would have made the I don't know. It's not an easy fix.
Call Pereira.
Yeah, get Pereira on for tomorrow, because you can't continue with this. It is clearly, you know what? There aren't a lot of things that I want to credit the NBA for, but I'll credit them for this. They realized, and Don McLean was the first one on this. Hey, guys, I get that James Harden's an exceptional player, but man, do I not like watching him play basketball. It is not fun. And the NBA recognized that. You know, just kudos to the NBA. They recognized that people were getting pissed off at what the product had become and all the whistles and all the free throws, and more people were looking at Harden and saying, well, if that's what's getting him to the free throw line 15 times, then I'm going to do the same thing, and it hurt the product, and they made the adjustment. And as much as James Harden was bitching and moaning at the start of the season, it's starting to settle in, and it's going to be the league will be better for it. I'm very hopeful that on Thanksgiving Day, when you have the preeminent franchise and a secondary, you know, a very close second when it comes to the Raiders being a national brand, doing battle, and you've got 28 penalties for over 200 yards, that very well could end up being the impetus for them to finally start talking about getting rid of the spot foul on pass interference with the way quarterbacks are taking advantage of it on those underthrown balls.
It's not fun to watch.
No, it's
not.
To
watch a DB celebrate the incompletion and then look over and see the flag and then throw his head back and be like, oh.
I mean, it's a third and 18. It is such a monumental advantage to the defense, and they should not have to just deal with a guy hucking a ball with no intention of completing the pass but drawing a penalty. It can't. And it happened both ways. It happened against the Raiders, and it happened against the Cowboys. It is not, you know, one way or the other, which is why it was such an ugly game, because it happened so often. Quickly, P, this is bad news. And we're going to get to the Chargers. Also bad news. They lost one in Denver. They slipped to 6-5, are on the fringes of the playoff picture right now with a huge game coming up in Cincinnati against a Bengals team that is playing really, really good football. Some of the best in the AFC right now, and a 10 a.m. kick in Cincinnati to try to get out of this sort of, I mean, look, they're 2-4 in their last six. So we'll get into that with Staley. I just quickly want to point out, Matthew Stafford, this does not happen.
He's not good anymore.
Back-to-back-to-back pick sixes? Three straight games that Matthew Stafford has thrown an interception that has gone for a touchdown. And essentially, a touchdown that completely changed. It's 30-17. It's the third quarter. You score, and it's a one-possession game, and an extra point can get you the victory. And next thing you know, it's 36-17, and the game is over with the entire fourth quarter to go. And the Packers sit on the ball, and, hey, Odell Beckham Jr. caught a pass. Whee!
Oh, did you see when he tried to get the one with the one hand? He should have gone up with two, and then McVay screamed into his laminated play card, like, no!
They're 0-3. And look, I celebrated these moves, and I'll still celebrate them. You put your chips to the middle of the table. If you feel like you got a shot, go get it. They went and got Von Miller. And by the way, that's going to have an indirect, I believe, effect on the Chargers, trading a 2 and a 3 for Von Miller. Because the Broncos, you better believe, as good as that defense is, as deep as that roster is, and we saw it firsthand in Denver yesterday, they're going to have multiple twos, multiple threes, a first-round pick to go out and get Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, one of these veteran quarterbacks that you're going to drop into the middle of a roster that might have the best skill position with Javonte Williams running it and Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick and Jerry Jeudy. Man, that team is stacked if they can drop, and that's why they did the Von Miller deal. And the Rams gave up a 2 and a 3, and they're 0-3 since they traded for him. They signed Odell Beckham Jr., won that sweepstakes. They're 0-2 after making that deal. And it wasn't like they got pushed around like they had the previous couple games, but instead it was just bad execution. And it was the type of performance that led to Sean McVay calling out Jared Goff in the past and saying he's got to be better.
What you going to say now, right? That little boy right there?
I mean, Matt Stafford, yeah, he throws for 300, and he throws for three touchdowns, but that is the third consecutive game where a pick six was an absolute backbreaker for this squad trying to get a win. And the game was over. It was 36-17 with a minute to go in the third quarter, and it completely ended that game. Don't know, you know, I'm sure you saw it before the game. They were talking about, oh, he's got the back, and he's got an elbow that he's not really talking about.
Yeah, why don't you put the wrist brace on? That comes from the agent, right? And Schefter will just write whatever they say.
Exactly.
But, that's the LeBron wrist brace, right? I mean, what the hell?
And, again, these are playoff teams. These are good teams. These are physical teams. Look, I'm not saying the Chargers and the Rams are on a different trajectory. I think the Chargers should have Super Bowl aspirations with the roster they have. They're trying to get it sorted. They're trying to find some semblance of continuity that they just don't have. It's win-loss, win-loss. But the Rams, with Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert's 23, right? He's on a rookie deal, or 24, whatever he is now. Matthew Stafford's old, and he ain't getting younger. You know, and Von Miller is old, and he's not getting younger. So, like, this is a team that doesn't just have to qualify for the playoffs and maybe win a game like they did last year. This is a team that's expected to win the Super Bowl, to play in the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium, and they are currently damn near on the outside looking in the NFC playoff picture. That's how far they have fallen on this losing streak in a incredibly, I mean incredibly competitive NFC right now. Yeah, they're in the 5 spot at 7-4, and right behind them are the 49ers, who just beat the absolute crap out of them 2 weeks ago, running the ball down their throat, getting that pick six.
He's a good running coach. He's a good coach for the run game, and he knows how to set it up with his passing game. Why he's gotten away from it is ridiculous and very bad for the Rams. And people have warned them for weeks. Eric Dickerson has been on this show every week warning them. And it's come to fruition the last few weeks, and now they look like crap.
Stop throwing pick sixes, Matthew Stafford. Stop it. You're better than that.
Greg Biggins will join us next to talk about mostly the recruiting impact of the Lincoln Riley hire at USC. Man, he's going to flip all those guys. But what about the linemen? What about them, Biggie?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial. Brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Huge Dodger news today. No more Max Scherzer or Corey Seager. Seager a Ranger, Scherzer a Met. As you would expect, more and more deals to be announced in the next 24 hours, as they already have been in the previous 24 hours. We're going to Clippers basketball tonight. That'll be a tip-off at 7:30 against the Pelicans. And Adam Osland will have the pregame at 6:30 p.m. And
they said first, you can't have dominant offensive lines on the West Coast. And then Mario Cristobal came. And then they said, USC doesn't have the money that they used to compete with the SEC. And today, Lincoln Riley was introduced in a press conference at USC. What is the impact on Southern California football, top to bottom, to discuss the high school recruiting angle of it? And some other big stories in the world of high school football is one of our favorite people when it comes to these things. From 24/7 and Bally Sports, I think this week he's even working for Spectrum to do the state championships. It's the great Greg Biggins on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, here to discuss it all. How shocked were you when you heard about Lincoln Riley, Biggie? I was ready to throw a party for Matt Campbell if they could maybe pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved Matt Campbell. Honestly, I was at lunch with a couple of the kids and the wife, and I was completely floored. I mean, this is one of those deals where usually you kind of hear a name mentioned, right? I mean, so many guys who run team sites are so homerish that if it's Idaho State, they'll do a College Board with Nick Saban on there. I did not see Lincoln Riley mentioned with USC in conjunction on anybody's board. Not even the great Bruce Feldman was mentioning that as a possibility. And then all of a sudden, man, my phone blew up. I saw it. I quickly ate my ribs from Lucille's, and I was back home trying to call some kids and see what was up. So no, I was shocked. I did not see it at all. I mean, had you guys heard that name at all?
I heard that he said no to him a couple months ago, or said don't bother a couple months ago. But obviously, you know, then the LSU thing was a hell of a misdirection play. But
yes, it was.
I mean, you got to give Bone all the credit in the world for all the wacky things they've done in the last few years. This is going to erase that in a lot of people's memory. What were the kids talking about?
I mean, they're fired up. Most of the guys I was talking to are offensive guys, right? A lot of the 2023 kids, Malachi Nelson, Mekhi Lemon, a few other guys in the 22 class, CJ Williams from Modern Day. They're all pretty much fired up. I mean, Malachi Nelson is a pretty elite kid, and he didn't come out and say anything. Obviously, he doesn't want to dance on someone's grave. He's still feels, I think, a little bit of, not loyalty, but he knows Oklahoma is hurting. He did verbally decommit, made it official on Twitter. That's when you know it's official, right? When you tweet it out. And
right.
I think we're probably about a week or two away at the most before he maybe flips and jumps on with USC. And if he does, obviously, Mekhi Lemon, who's probably the top wide receiver out west in the 2023 class, that's his best friend. That's his, package deal. Relique Brown, Modern Day, running back, slot, nickel. I mean, the guy's just a versatile athlete. He play multiple positions. I think he is not a USC lock, but I would say he's a strong, strong lean. And there's a lot of guys right now. It's the recruiting impact and the momentum they're going to have, I think, is going to be huge right now. Lincoln Riley is a very hands-on head coach recruiter. I mean, he's up there in terms of, you know, I don't want to put him up there yet with guys like, you know, Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer. Those were head coaches that were extremely involved personally. Lincoln is in that same mold in terms of, man, he loves the chase. He loves the grind. He's young. He speaks their language. He's going to hire a great staff that's going to recruit heavily. So, And I think if you're a USC guy, a fan, alum, booster, you got to be pretty jacked up right now.
I know he wasn't a Southern California player, but I'm sure you were kind of keeping an eye on Caleb Williams, one of the highest-rated quarterbacks when he came out in his class. A lot of speculation that he may follow Lincoln to Coach Riley to USC. Just kind of what you know about kind of where he was rated versus where, you know, these quarterbacks are that everybody is talking about were rated, and your thoughts, you know, whether it's Nelson or whomever it may be, and how Williams would stack up with them since he's just a freshman.
Yeah, no, he's three and out. He's special. He was the number one guy coming out 2 years ago, and I think the, you know, people thought the natural order would be Spencer Rattler, who was the number one guy in his class 3 years ago. He'd play his 3 years, and Caleb would wait his turn, and, you know, Caleb was good enough to play this year. Obviously, the main reason why he committed was the same reason why Malachi Nelson committed to Oklahoma for Lincoln Riley. So we'll see. You know, I there has been talk already that Caleb might join Lincoln Riley at USC. I actually kind of like Jackson Dart. I think he's got some pretty special qualities. So we'll see how that works out, right? But if Caleb Williams wants to come in, you're talking about a guy who's going to potentially be, you know, a top 10, top 15, one of the top two or three quarterbacks taken in a couple years. And obviously, we're speculating, right? I mean, I think a year ago we thought DJ, Uiagalelei would be the guy right now kind of building his
resume
for next year.
Slovis and Rattler? You know, things change pretty quick for them dudes, too.
They change radically. They change really quick at the quarterback position, right? I mean, it's hard. No one thought Joe Burrow was going to be the number one guy that year. I mean, we're not talking, you know, when he was kind of high school. We're talking the year before Burrow kind of had that miracle season. So quarterbacks, it's a different breed. But just talking tools, just talking in terms of arm strength and downfield accuracy and athletic ability, being able to extend a play, being able to take off and run for 40 yards. Caleb Williams, I mean, if you watch his stuff, then his upside is off the charts. I mean, he literally talent-wise, and obviously quarterback position for me, I mean, 90% of it's above your head, right? It's being able to read and process and anticipate and all that good stuff, toughness. But just his physical tools, he has tools that are extremely high, like top 10 overall NFL draft type tools.
Biggie, it was a tight one against Centennial. Before we get to the horrible story off the field and in the locker room and the hazing situation with Modern Day, just the game itself to kind of put a button on the CIF and what you saw. I mean, the interception to start that game was very exciting as Servite hung in there before Modern Day pulled away. Just kind of your thought about this incarnation of the Monarchs and the path they took to winning that championship.
Yeah, I mean, they are so good. And I said on air that I think the only thing that was disappointing for me in terms of just talking just strictly football, not off the field stuff, but just in terms of this Modern Day team is how good are they, you know, historically. And I think, you know, if they would have played, what if they would have been able to play Centennial during the year? What if they would have been able to play a national team? Because if you're Modern Day or Bosco, you have to really go outside the state to play games. But what if they were able to play a, you know, a Chandler from Arizona or an IMG who we can't play? I'm just giving them a name. We might be talking about this team as one of the best ever because, I mean, they are so deep at two to three deep at every position. They have, you know, the difference maker at quarterback. They're deep at running back. They have CJ and Cooper Barkhead at wide receiver. Their defense, their front seven was the best in the country. And Servite came into that game averaging 40. They put up 40 on Bosco, and no one does that. And I think through almost 3.5 quarters, they had 40 yards of offense and like 60 yards of penalties. And no one shuts down, you know, No Fafita and T-Mac, and I love those guys over there at Servite. So to watch Modern Day just overwhelm that offensive front, and Noah's taking a drop, and with about a second, takes the ball. He's got eight guys on him. It was covered on the back end really well. They're fast. They're so well coached. I think in 5-6 years, we're going to probably see a lot of those guys playing big-time college ball and a few NFL guys. We might say, you know what, that's one of the better SoCal teams in the last decade.
Now, talking about Modern Day, Biggie, we all know that it's become more of an academy type of deal with football. It's not the Matt Gritty Good, Rod Perry Jr. Modern Day teams of when I was playing. But there's a serious situation that's arisen with Coach Rawlinson, and it looks like they're doing what they do, which is just kind of batten down the hatches and ignore the criticism from outside. Is that the impression you get? What do you think is going to happen here with Bruce Rawlinson's future and the most impactful high school program in the country?
You know, I'll be honest, and it's kind of an intentional, not trying to avoid your question, but I haven't dug super deep into it. I feel like it's just one of those things that, obviously, I read the articles, Bill Plaschke, OC register. I think it was Scott Reed. It just does not look good. You know, I did talk to a lot of former modern day, you know, parents, players, people that are pretty close to the program. And obviously their opinion was going to be radically biased towards modern day, correct? But the guys I talked to kind of painted a little bit of a different picture, and they're going to say, you know, the things, oh, we never played that game that much. You know, it wasn't like it's being portrayed. And, you know, that modern-day locker room, you know, I jokingly said that it could be a 30 for 30 because there's always been kind of some funny stories coming out of that modern-day locker room over the last few years. But, you know, for me, I'm going to probably get hate tweets for this. I like Coach Rawlinson a lot. You know, I've known him for 25 years.
Well,
I've known
so do
him
I.
When, but... You know, when, yeah, no. So I say all that to say this. I've known him, you know, since – Gruden days. I know them when they were not winning, and I've known him now. And for me, he's always been the same guy. And so I would hate to see him go down, not on his own terms. I feel like he kind of deserves that. But obviously, if they do, you know, really dig into this and there's some serious cover up and some ugliness going on, then I think there probably has to be something. I hope it's not all true. Like I said, I haven't done a whole lot just to avoid having to answer the question because I don't want it to be true. But obviously, you know, I have four kids and I'm very protective. And I'm a daddy bear myself. And if one of my kids, you know, had some issues, man, I'd be in that locker room with a baseball bat, right? You know, times are different. You know, my dad was a Marine, so if I ever got whooped in the locker room, I'd be back the next day, or else I'm going to get it worse at home. That's kind of how I was raised. It's different now, and I know you have to protect kids. So I see both sides. I don't want it to be true, but if it is, then obviously they have to do something.
We love you, Greg. Thanks, you for your honesty and all the great stuff. Congratulations.
You got it.
On a great
Anytime.
Season.
Thank you.
Greg Biggins, ladies and gentlemen, from Bally Sports, Spectrum Sports, and 24/7 Sports. Modern Day is the lifeblood of what they do. About two more hours of great sports talk to go.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.